One of the things that's been said over and over by the talking heads discussing why these mass shootings and murders lately seem to be done by young men is that these young men feel powerless. They feel that others look down on them, so they act out revenge fantasies that would give them the power over others they feel they need. It's a good theory, but in the case of Sandy Hook Elementary School last Friday, that doesn't really explain the problem. For WNCW, I'm Pam Bunch. There is no explanation for what he was thinking as he killed all of those children and adults. But with programs like Youth Empowerment here in Rutherford County, North Carolina, young people are being given a chance to keep this kind of violence out of their minds. Tracy Williams is the executive director there, and I begin by asking what Youth Empowerment is.
Well, our mission is to provide support, guidance, life skills to youth that are between the ages of 10 and 17, and we do that in an after-school program format. So kids come in to Youth Empowerment after school. We help with homework, feed them a hot meal in the afternoons. And then depending upon which day, they do a variety of activities. They could be doing art classes. We do guitar classes. We've done karate classes, boxing classes. We do community service. So our kids go out and rake yards for seniors. We also make bags for the kids to take home on the weekends. So that kind of adds a little relief to the parents in, you know, being able to feed some of our kids over the weekend, especially those who possibly only get a meal when they go to school. So that kind of makes sure that they get something to eat during the weekend.
How do your kids come to you? Are they referred to you?
They are referred right now. Kids come in, they're referred through school system, social service agencies like DSS and mental health agencies, and the Department of Juvenile Justice. We do have some, when we get local monies, when people make donations and things like that, we do have a small pool of money where we can take any child in Rutherford County. It could be that they're a latchkey child and they're home alone until the parents get off work. It could be that, you know, they're a single child in a family and they need some interaction with other kids, some social skills. So they can come a variety of ways, but the biggest pool of money we have right now are for kids that have identified risk factors and are referred in.
When you say they do things like pack up, you know, backpacks, take home on the weekends, are they packing them for themselves?
The kids are packing them for themselves.
Okay.
And then we have some volunteers that come in and pack them. So our kids that are in our program are taking those bags home.
How many kids currently do you have in the program?
Right now, we have about 22 kids.
Gosh, it seems like it would be wonderful to have a whole lot more than that.
Yes. Well, last year, we were serving about 40 to 50 kids a day, and that's because we had some funding from the Governor's Crime Commission for prevention, and that grant was a two-year grant, and then we reapplied for another 2 years and did not get it. So we lost all that funding that allowed us to do prevention programs. We lost a lot of kids.
You did get recently one from Facebook and one from Belk's?
Actually, we got three recently. We got one from Facebook to allow us to buy new computers and update our software. We got one from Belk's, which we're using to do the prevention piece. That allowed us to add about another 10 kids into our program. And then we got one from Maxwell House.
You've also got some things to really be proud of with your kids recently.
Our report cards.
Talk about that a little bit.
Well, this is our second set of report cards for our kids coming in, and we've seen a remarkable increase in some of those grades. So our kids that had 3.0 or higher, we had 10 kids in our program with 3.0 or higher. And some of those kids, they had straight A's and B's and one C. So they just missed the A, B honor roll, but they had a 3.0 or higher. And then we had about 15% of our kids had a 2.5 or higher, which means that they had A's and B's and maybe one C or two C's and some combination of that. So we had about another 5 or 6 of our kids that had 2.5 or higher. So we're talking 16 of our kids out of the 22 that we served that had 2.5, which is a C-plus or higher.
That is really
yeah.
good. And they've just finished a project for Christmas.
They did. Our kids, we got some kitchens donated from Second Harvest in Charlotte. They donated some mini kitchens, which were too young for the population of kids we serve. So what our kids did was put those mini kitchens together, and we're going to donate them to a program called Grandparents Raising Grandchildren on Thursday night at our Christmas party. So our kids, that'll be their way of giving back to the community instead of just getting for the Christmas season.
So the party is tonight, and what time will it be?
It will start from 5 to 7.
How does that make them feel?
Oh, the kids, they really enjoyed putting those kitchens together. I don't know if you've ever seen one of those kitchens. They have a lot of little pieces. most of us adults, we'll open the box and look at all those pieces and say, no way, we're putting this together. But our kids had a great time putting those kitchens together, and they're looking forward to being able to give them at our Christmas party.
Oh, that's great. If I were to ask you what your greatest need at the moment is, what would you say?
I would say our greatest need is funding that will allow us to do our prevention program again. So being able to get those kids, before they get in trouble and be able to put supports around them so that we keep them from going to the Department of Juvenile Justice. I think one of the greatest things that hit me recently was the shooting with all the little kids. And I thought about the young man that did that. If he would have had access to programs like Youth Empowerment, and maybe he would have had somebody to talk to and to, work through this process, and it wouldn't have gotten to that point. So I think, our biggest thing is to start getting our kids before they get in trouble. We'll get that child that's in school, that's quiet, that's not making any friends, that's keeping to themselves, and get them involved in a program and some activities after school so they make friends and have some supports around them and some caring adult to talk through the problems. So I think that's our biggest need.
And he was homeschooled, and so he really had no contact at all with anybody else.
Yes.
And what other projects are coming up for after the holidays?
After the holidays, we are trying to put together a girls group, which is gender specific. So it will be only for girls. And we will talk about some of the important issues around our young ladies. Respect, responsibility, caring for your body. We'll do things like cooking classes. We'll have folks come in and show girls some cool ways to dress, hair, and stuff like that for our girls. We thought that was a big need is to do something to give our girls an opportunity to talk to other girls and other adults about issues that are important to them.
That would be wonderful. How would anybody get in touch with you if they would like to help out, either by providing donations or in any way at this point?
Okay. Our new number is a toll-free number, 888-320-1209. And that'll get you to the office. And if you want to send something by mail, we have a P.O. Box 252, Spindale, North Carolina, 28160.
And do you have an email, a website?
Youth Empowerment, Inc., INC, at gmail.com.
Uh-huh.
And we also have a webpage, youthempowermentinc.org.
Thank you so much, Tracy Williams.
Oh, you're welcome.
Of Youth Empowerment in Rutherford County. The only thing is that more kids need to be able to do it, too. Thank you so much. For WNCW, I'm Pam Bunch.